There's a roundabout in the middle of a prominent boulevard in Mexico City. It used to be called Glorieta de la Palma, the roundabout of the palm. And that's because a majestic palm tree stood there for more than a century. However, it died last year. But that's when families of missing Mexicans decided to occupy the space with pictures of their loved ones. A tussle ensued, full of symbolism and mysticism. Here's NPR's Eder Peralta.
I meet Jorge Verasigui Gonzalez at a cafe not far from the traffic circle. His brother and his nephew disappeared in January of 2009. So he says when he heard that the palm had died, it felt like an opportunity.
The government constantly wants to hide their faces, so we wanted a reminder in the most important street in the country.
Within days, families hung a tarp with about 300 pictures of their missing relatives. But by the next morning, they were all gone.
Nosotros lo tomamos también como una desaparición.
The families, he said, took it as yet another disappearance.
Y además fue un acto muy simbólico.
It was also a symbolic act.
Puesto que utilizaron los mismos métodos que los grupos criminales.
Because they used the same tactics that the criminals use to disappear our families.
It was the same way his brother and nephew went missing. Verastegui says men wearing hoods took them at night. Neighbors saw it. They called the family. The family called the police.
La policía nunca salió a buscarlos.
But the police never bothered to search for them.
A police chief, he says, told them a cartel beat them up, but that they were alive. Verastegui says those words, beat up but alive, have haunted him for 14 years. Part of him accepts that they're dead.
También siempre está la esperanza.
But then there's always that hope.
That uncertainty, he says, becomes a form of torture. But it's also why they can't give up on this traffic circle.
Ellos quitan las fotos y nosotros vamos y las colocamos.
They take down the pictures and we put them back up. They erect barriers and we put the pictures over the barriers.
For a year now, it's been a cat and mouse game with the government. The palm dies, the families put up pictures, the government takes them down. The circle becomes known as the roundabout of the disappeared. The government plants a new tree, a huge Montezuma cypress. The families call it the guardian of the disappeared. But within weeks, its leaves fall. As Verastegui puts it, the branches become brittle. They look ashen.
Ante lo evidente que era ya un árbol que muy seguramente estaba muerto.
Despite the clear evidence that this tree was likely dead, they kept saying it was alive, that it was just struggling to adapt.
And then one day, just like their missing loved ones, just like their pictures, the new tree disappears. The government said the tree was transported to a nursery south of the city. They insisted it was alive. But every time we ask to see it, we're rebuffed. The following Sunday, I head to the traffic circle. A huge parade of indigenous activists march across the boulevard. Some family members gather with photos and glue. Officially, more than 100,000 Mexicans have been reported missing. Most of them went missing during the war on drugs. Aurea Rubia Reyes' brother disappeared when he was leaving work back in 2019.
Cosa que el gobierno piensa tapar con un dedo.
The government, she says, thinks they can cover the sun with a finger. She says that's why every time the government tears down her brother's picture, she comes and puts it back up.
It's like we're screaming that they don't help us, they don't back us.
These days, the traffic circle is just a hole in the ground. The government has placed 8-foot-high metal barriers all around it.
Ángel Ramírez Chapán! ¡Presente!
The families gather in front of the barriers, and as they read the names of their missing loved ones, they paste oversized black and white pictures on the metal barricades. The city buzzes around them, glass high-rises, cyclists, runners, families enjoying their Sunday. It's almost too much for Rosicela Velasco Acosta. Her son went missing a year ago.
Por favor, sociedad, despierta, despierta.
Everyone, please, wake up. You have a family. This comes from a mother who is heartbroken, who is the walking dead. Please.
Por favor, yo busco a mi hijo. por favor, como lo quieran entregar, pero entréguenmelo. Necesito saber dónde está. ¿Dónde está mi hijo? Vivo, muerto, como quiera, pero ya entréguenmelo, por favor.
Please, I'm looking for my son. I want him dead or alive. Just give him to me. She cries, and yet no one stops to listen. After a month of asking, the government's environmental agency says we can come to see the Montezuma cypress at a nursery called Nezahualcóyotl.
No, es que no está aquí, está más para allá.
But when we get there, the two arborists assigned to talk to us tell us that we don't have permission to see the tree. We still talk. Right now, says Roberto Quintero, they are still investigating what killed the 100-year-old palm that used to be at the traffic circle.
Ya los investigadores le detectaron dos plagas.
The palm was afflicted with lethal yellowing and pink rot. One of those likely killed it. It's a fascinating scientific discussion, but I stopped them and asked plainly,
¿Qué pasó con el ahuehuete?
What about the Montezuma cypress that replaced the palm? What happened to that tree? His colleague, Isidro Recia, says the tree had a tough go of it. Just as it had adapted to its new home, he says, a car crashed into it and damaged about half of the roots.
Pero es muy posible que el interior haya
It's likely fracturado. That the tree's interior tissue was also damaged. The tree was replanted here at this nursery. It's recovering, he says. It's alive.
Pero no va a formarse con una estructura.
But it won't ever have the structure it had before. At best, a branch might sprout from the roots.
Beat up, but alive. We leave without ever seeing the tree, with hope that it's alive, but with a feeling that it might be dead. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.